Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 104. And it's the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
What happens if you don't know what you want? Well, this is a really easy one. If you don't know what you want, others will try to sell you what they want to sell you. So you'll be missold. Now, I'm not even talking about a retail sales. I'm talking about anything that you want to do. If you decide you're going to get something done, or you want to do something, or you want to achieve something, and you just have the general idea, when you go to consult somebody regarding it, if you don't have a clearer definition of what you want, they will steer you in the direction that they think you should go, or that suits them to sell you. They will construct the experience that they think that you actually want. And generally, it's not what you want. So before I would go to any consultant, any specialist, any expert, anyone in any field, and I would have to have a clear goal. I would have to know exactly what it is I'm asking them for. Then if they say to me, no, it can't be done, I mightn't be that impressed, because I know what it is I want. I will absolutely take their opinion, and I absolutely might steer and slightly change, but I know what I want at that stage. So I'm not going to be steered down the wrong path. Anytime I've made mistakes was when I just had this general idea, oh, I better talk to so-and-so about such and such. And then they've steered me a direction that it wasn't what I actually wanted. And that's what will happen to you if you have a vague idea and you approach somebody. By all means, use that person to make your plan and your idea more clearly defined. But anything that you want to do should come from inside you, whether you believe in your soul or from your heart, your mind, your spirit, your bone marrow. You should know already. Otherwise, you could be missold a dream, which is fantasy. I'm talking about anything. It's like walking into a shop and the shop assistant coming up to you and saying, hi sir, can I help you? And you say, yeah, just pick out a whole new outfit for me. How are you going to be happy what they have completely chosen for you? Well, they might end up choosing stuff that they couldn't get rid of, or they might, if they're a good salesperson, they might have chosen the most expensive stuff in the shop just because it's going to give them the biggest amount of commission. But is it ultimately designed, is their interest designed in making you happy, and will you be happy with that decision? Or should you go into that shop, know what look you're going for, go in, listen to their advice. They might say yay or nay, or try this or try that, and deviate you a little bit off your plan, but you ultimately know what you want. It's like getting an interior designer in and saying, yes, design my house. And they ask you, you know, what colour? And you're like, I don't know, you pick out colour. That can work for some people, but generally people who are, you know, success orientated and striving for success need a little bit of more control in their lives, especially for goals. When things don't go well, when the shit hits the fan, when things are negative, when life is hard, if you don't know in your heart and in your soul and in your mind what it is you want, it's going to be very hard to persevere. So it's very important that you do know. And even as I said, if you have a vague understanding of what it is you want to do, have, or achieve, a vague is too vague. You need to have clarity so that you're not. And I understand there's experts in every field, but people put too much faith in experts and literally arrive at the door saying, you know, I don't know, do it the way you do it for yourself. That's still very vague. And you can't guarantee the end result of that you'll be happy with the end result. So I don't care if you're going to talk to an expert or a specialist or a consultant or anything, know in your mind first. That way you'll guarantee that you'll be happier with the end result. Oh, you can let them dissuade you if you want. You can change your mind if you want. But having it, don't have, I meet so many people that have so much faith in others that they don't have, you know, their goal clearly in their mind. They've nearly too much faith in others. And we know how that has historically led us astray in the past. Now, what the hell am I talking about there? I'm talking about lots of stuff. I'm talking about having too much faith in too many things in the past took away control from us. So you don't want to do that with your goals, especially your goals. It's your life. They're your goals. Know what you want and pursue them. I hope that helps. If nothing else, I hope it gives you something to think about, whether you have no idea what I'm talking about, or you managed to reflect it to certain things in your own life. Message me, let me know. I'd love to hear your feedback. Again, it's the last time I'll say it, but Happy New Year! I hope that your 2020 is going all right. If there's been a couple of speed bumps, a couple of bumps along the way, don't be worrying about it. Just reset and get back to your goals. Recalibrate and get back again. That's the whole thing about the first couple of weeks of January, maybe even the month of January, is kind of just a trial run. It's trying to the dress rehearsal for the rest of the year. If it's all going smoothly for you, super. And if it hasn't, just get back on track again. You know, you've as many restarts as you need. Try not to use them all up because they deplete your motivation. But if you have to have a couple of restarts, everyone's going to forgive you for that because most people are in the same boat. Hopefully that helps. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
Has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.